You're listening to Vatican Radio. The Vatican Secretary of State, Cardinal Pietro Parolin, on Monday denounced the smuggling, trafficking and degrading treatment of fishermen who make a crucial contribution to global food security. He also warned of the risks of uncontrolled fishing, which leads to the drastic depletion of certain species and threats to the food chain for future generations. The Cardinal's words came as he visited the Rome headquarters of the UN Food and Agriculture Organization for an event marking World Fisheries Day. He noted that the fisheries sector is a fast-growing industry that employs millions of people, especially in the developing world. Cardinal Parolin said that two centuries after the abolition of the transatlantic slave trade, almost 21 million people continue to work under coercion, largely in the informal or illegal economy and primarily in labour-intensive industries such as fisheries. Migrants and victims of trafficking or forced labour are especially vulnerable to exploitation as they seek temporary work through employment agencies, he said. Workers aboard fishing vessels, he went on, are essentially isolated for long periods, deprived not only of contractual guarantees, but also of the most basic fundamental rights. Deep-sea fishing vessels stay at sea for long periods of time, with crews often kept in degrading conditions, confined spaces, and circumstances that are tantamount to detention, he said. These people are victims of a veritable slavery system, the Cardinal went on, and he called for intensified efforts to identify, rescue, and rehabilitate fishermen being exploited in this way. Finally, Cardinal Parolin urged states and governments to tighten laws regulating the fishing industry, to uphold human rights, and to fight against the traffickers and people smugglers. I'm Philippa Hitchin.